With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to a Puckle Poke Quiz compilation. These are all segments from the Puckle Podcast, the other feed, where you can actually catch up on more recent Poke Quizzes. But these are Poke Quizzes from back in 2016. So keep in mind, all of this is just Gen 6 and prior, nothing Gen 7 and up. So hopefully you guys like it. So sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Puckle's Poke Quiz. This is the game show portion of our program. That's what we have, right? A program?
Yes. And because the numbers of today add up to 11, which is the same number twice, all the points are worth double value today.
Unfortunately not. No.
You always try.
That was a good try because I play this game on a whim. And I don't actually have
the
a question
of
bonus points today, so one of them randomly is going to be worth 2 points.
You are awful.
Right?
So it's the one that question we get right that's worth 2 points, right?
Maybe.
Worse than two carry.
All right. So, I mean, these are kind of hard, so I'll probably just hand you a point at some point. Okay. So the rules are don't use your browsers, obviously. You get a minute to answer each question.
Right.
And you guys, good luck. They're worth points. The leaderboard right now, neither of you are in the top three, so I'm not going to go through it. I'll let you know at the end of the program what's going on. I don't think either of you have a chance to break into the top three today. But you can have a chance to get closer to getting into the top three today. Good luck. All right, so here we go. Our first question for $1 million. Not for $1 million. I forgot that I offered you guys prizes, at the end of this, but, the winner of a prize, prepare to be underwhelmed. So question number one, this probably is the hardest of the questions, I think. What generation was the only generation to introduce fire type moves, none of which including the word fire?
Okay, Shamu, hear me out.
I'm thinking third gen right now.
I'm also thinking third gen. I'm thinking Blaze Kick, Overheat, what else?
Eruption,
Will-O-Wisp.
I'm trying to think of any fire type move that pops up in third generation.
Fire Fang was in fourth gen, so that's out.
Blast, no. Flamethrower is not even.
Did Gen 2 introduce any new fire moves? I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Flame Wheel.
That doesn't include the word fire.
But did they have there might be another. Are there any other moves in Gen 2 so we can knock it out?
I'm trying to think.
15 seconds.
So I think we're narrowed down between 2 and 3, right, Shamu?
Yeah, definitely 2 and 3.
Okay. I'm trying to think of all my fire type moves.
All right, guys, I need an answer.
I'm going to go with Gen 3, yeah.
I'm also on Gen 3. All right, final
the
answer
is, in fact, Gen 3.
Woo!
That is 100% correct. So you guys get a point for that one. That's not going to be the two-point question.
Okay. It's just the hardest one.
It's just the hardest one. You guys don't get the two-point question.
the one that you guys get wrong, that'll be the two-point one. Okay, I'll tell you after.
Yeah, no, no, exactly. I don't know what the move is in Generation 2 that has fire in it, though.
But you're sure that there is one?
I'm sure there is one. That's what Bulbapedia told me.
Don't trust Bulbapedia.
Bulbapedia is an open... That's like if I used Wikipedia on
I don't
anything
trust
that matters
for Jack.
Anything that matters. Bulbapedia is actually really good for you.
They are. I mean, for me, it's great.
Yeah.
For Shamu, like, no way.
Oh, man. I'm going to find this real quick.
I
want to
look it up.
Because I'm very curious about this, honestly. So in Gen 2 does not include any of those, actually. That's Gen 2 would have been a good answer, too, honestly.
So we get an extra point because we thought Gen 2, essentially.
Yeah, Gen 2 didn't... you know what? I'll give you an extra point. There you go. 2 points. That's how I play this game. Even though Bulbapedia says that
that's not true.
Even though an open source wiki said that anybody could say anything without any credibility said, I can't believe that's wrong.
Ugh. I know, right? Isn't that weird? All right. They had sacred fire. I retract the point.
I retract the point.
Yeah, I retract the point. All right. Somebody was screaming at their car speakers just now.
Sacred fire!
Sacred fire! Exactly. All right. So here we go then. Question number 2. What is the only route in all of Pokemon that has no wild Pokemon?
Oh, come on.
What? Are you kidding me? Okay.
That's a hard one.
Oh.
If you get this one right, I'll give you 2 points.
There's a... Oh, crap. I'm thinking of... But I think you can later. The one above Rustboro City. You go. Is that...
There are wild Pokemon
there,
technically.
Also, don't forget you guys have a hint. These are in no order of ascending difficulty.
If we have a chance to get 2 points on this one, we should probably take our hint.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Let's talk it out for the minute.
You got 20
seconds. Wait. The Shaman one. Does that count? The from Gen 4?
That's a different area. Is it a different area, not a route?
Dang it.
I believe it is. It's called Flower Garden or something.
Okay. Oh, man. This is hard.
All right, so you guys are at a minute.
I think we want our hint. What do you think?
Okay, it is in a Generation 6 game.
Oh. Then there's not a lot.
Oh, it's the one between your starting town and the Aquamarine City.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called though.
What is that route number?
I don't know. I don't know my route numbers whatsoever.
It's like 201 or something.
Oh god.
It's ridiculous.
Can we just like say we know what the route is and not the number?
Yeah, I will accept that.
Okay, what's your starting city called in Kalos?
I don't know.
It's that route between.
It's the very first route city, that you get on in Kalos.
Route 1 in Kalos?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, Route 1 in Kalos is the route I am talking about. So you guys can have 2 points.
I look that one up? I'm going to look that one up.
That gives you 3 points. It's true, though. It's true. Only route with that wild Pokemon.
That's interesting. I remember that from Gen 6 now because I was
It's also not really a route. It's like a small street.
It's just like a stretch, but it's called Route 1 or whatever.
It's like maybe 6.
What?
I like 10 square like area. The whole that's all it is. It's like a tiny little like area. All
right, here we go. I'm gonna give you guys question number 3 then. You guys are sitting at 3 points right now. What was the first shiny Pokemon to ever show up in the anime?
I want to say Butterfree, but that's not. Is that technically a shiny?
That's not a shiny.
I didn't think so.
Does this count Pokemon that technically weren't shiny or is it actually like a shiny?
Actually
Pokemon?
Shiny.
Actually,
probably Magikarp.
I was thinking Magikarp, but I think actually it's a Magneton.
No, Magneton, it wasn't the actual shiny form. He just had like...
Oh, because the shiny Magneton, I remember looking at Therapy, it was actually a shiny Magneton.
Oh, maybe I could be wrong. Because
I'm pretty sure that was in Generation... That was in the first series, not Johto.
But we're counting Johto, then it would be... Official shiny sprite before there were shiny sprites even. I guess in the anime came out while they were still, well, Gold and Silver.
Because it wasn't technically the shiny at that time, but when they actually revealed shiny, that would have been a shiny.
Okay, I'll go with Magneton. I think that's fine.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to say yes. I can't really think of anything.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
That Magneton you're thinking of was actually in the Johto conference in Silver League. However, the first shiny Pokemon that ever appeared in the anime was Ash's Noctowl.
Damn.
Man. Yep.
I was thinking that, but I thought that the Magneton was before then.
I was not thinking that at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ash's Noctowl was the first shiny shiny Pokemon.
So easy. Yeah.
They didn't call it shiny. I mean, they didn't call it Pokemon shiny Pokemon until I think Gen 6 or Gen 5 officially.
Yeah,
they didn't pick up the fan term, but they picked up fan terms in the past, just like Eeveelution. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that ruins your perfect streak right there. But you guys are still sitting at 3 points. All right. So this one's a little bit tougher than that last one, but I think Shamu might be able to figure this out. What evolutionary line is the only non-electric type line of Pokemon to learn the move Eerie Impulse?
To learn Eerie Impulse?
Yes.
You
used your hint already, or I would give you one.
That's tough.
Shamu should know, that is your only hint. Also, the Pokemon is not electric type.
Yeah. Electric
type. So it evolves. It learns Eerie Impulse.
So, none of the Pokemon?
The other Pokemon that learn the move are electric type.
But none of the Pokemon in the line are electric type.
None of them.
What does Eerie Impulse do, Shamu?
Oh my god, I can't remember. It has to do with like electric type. If you're an electric type, it like reduces their stats or something, I think. I'm drawing a blank.
I can give you that information.
Okay, thank you. That'd be great.
Eerie Impulse is a it lowers the target special attack by 2 stages. I'll give you another 30 seconds.
Has nothing to do with whether or not they're electric type?
Nope.
Okay, I swore it did.
Nope.
Oh. What are you gonna go with?
I was gonna say, is it a Gen 6 move?
The Eevee Impulse is.
Okay. But it's not a Gen...
But I'm just thinking it's a skill type.
I'm gonna need an answer.
I don't think Klefki, I don't know.
Is that your final answer? Bo, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right, that is incorrect.
Yeah.
The answer is actually Whooper and Quagsire.
I had that in my mind. No.
I totally
Whooper
know that.
And Quagsire are the only two non-electric type Pokemon to learn Eerie Impulse.
I know, like, when the.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that crazy?
And they're not even Eerie Pokemon.
They learn it through breeding with Mareep. It's Quagsire. I think it's hilarious.
I knew that too.
And I'm a refund. That's stupid.
All right. So next question, your next final question. Hopefully you get it. There's a lot of nons in this question. So, pay attention.
Non. Okay.
Yeah. So what non-legendary, non-mythical, non-mega Pokemon has the highest special attack?
Highest special attack?
Highest base special attack.
Okay. So it can it mega evolve, but it's not a mega?
It's not a mega. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
It could be a Pokemon that does mega evolve.
Yeah.
That's okay, that's what I wanted to know. I'm trying to think. Alakazam's right up there already. I think Gengar might be stronger though. The reason you said non-mega, though, too... Wait, no.
Said non-mega, because a lot of mega Pokemon get a really big boost to special attack.
Yeah.
Mewtwo, Mega Manectric. man, I got...
If you did speed, I could tell you the answer right now. Like, I know speed
I could tell you speed tiers. I could tell you speed tiers, too.
I know the top one right there, Ninjask, but... Yep. Special attack.
I'm giving you 30 more seconds.
Because the way Thatch said it, it makes me want to think that it mega evolves using like meta clues.
Yeah.
So
at the same time.
You're overanalyzing this.
You're a
I'm going to go say Gengar.
That's fine.
I know it's not, but...
You're incorrect. The answer is actually Aegislash.
Oh, 150.
One Wait. Base 150 with Aegislash.
Oh, because ability. That's so trolly. Come on.
You're a troll, man.
What? That's not a troll.
You're a...
Get out.
What? Get out. Right. No.
Thatch is fired. Chamu and I are now Thatch.
Is that how that works? Is Gengar the next one up? Is the Gengar the next one up?
It's like 130 or something.
Yeah, but
does that
mean it's the next one up? Is there somebody before?
I don't know, Thatch. You just asked us the question.
Actually, that's even wrong. Like, Gengar's even wrong.
Yeah.
After that. Like, the next one's Chandelure.
Yeah, because they got like 145.
Yep, the next one's Chandelure. And then Porygon Z's 135. And then Volcarona at 135. And then. Yeah, you got a long way all to right, go before you hit Gengar.
Before
I was willing to give you, half a point for Gengar if it would have been true for like the one after Aegislash, but there were like five Pokemon.
What's sad is Darmanitan has more special attack than Gengar. Because the Zen mode.
Because of Zen mode, yeah. All right, so that's it for Puckle's Poke Quiz. You guys got 3 points. I apologize because today was much harder probably than previous.
Yeah.
So you know what? Because I changed my style, I'll have an extra point.
I don't want your pity point. Keep it.
Are you sure you don't want it?
Yes.
I'll take it.
No, you both have to accept.
All right. I'll take it for Shamu, but just so you know, I don't want your pity.
I'm giving you a pity point because I changed the style of my question writing, and I don't want you guys to feel like you got screwed over. All right. So this changes things. This changes things for you guys. I'm going to hit my sort button so I can actually tell you who's in what place. So right now the standings are Gator in first place with 24 points, Whimsicott in second place with 18, Mr. Maximus in third place with 15. Shamu's just an episode away, though, from taking spot number 3 with 11 points now. Bosefus is now trailing in fifth place with 9 points. Scrawn is right there behind him with 7. And Viger with 4 and 7th, and Ethan sitting with 2 lonely points.
Scrub.
He was on like the inaugural episode, which I feel really bad because those questions were hard. And so, I don't know. Also, I hadn't developed the bonus point sequence yet either. So... And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. This is the quiz segment of the show where our hosts are quizzed on their Pokemon knowledge. Who knows how good they are? Maximus is here, so he'll probably get the hard questions. But let's see how it goes.
What was this like a slight at trying to diss Scrawn over here, Thatch?
No, Maximus. Okay, so I asked a question. See if you can answer this, Scrawn. What is the only way to poison a steel type Pokemon in Generation 2? Can you answer that question off the top of your head? Because by now, Maximus had answered it.
Okay, well, what is it?
Do you want to tell him, Maximus?
Yeah, it's Twin Needle from Generation 2.
It's a bug-type move. Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha.
You can poison a steel-type Pokemon with it. But yeah, so that kind of stuff.
All right. So.
But so you guys are going to be asked 5 questions. You get 1 lifeline, which is a hint for one of the questions, and an additional minute to answer the question. Every question you do get a minute to answer as
well.
You
get 1 lifeline for each question?
No. 1 lifeline in general.
Okay. Gotcha.
And you get, there will be 1 question that is worth multiple points, as always.
Gotcha.
And, so we're going to go ahead then, guys, and we're going to get started. We'll kick things off with a little bit easier question. This question is actually brought to you by Minor Manectric.
Mm.
So here we go. Question number 1. What move throughout the years has been a physical attack and then was changed to a special attack and then again switched back to physical?
Wait, what?
The attack was based off the physical stat. And then it was changed to be based off the special stat, and then it was changed back to be using the physical stat, the physical attack stat.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm a little confused about how the questions, like...
Yeah, ask for clarification. Okay.
Like, what do you mean, like, I'm a little...
Okay, so you know how the attacks are either based off the special attack or the physical attack?
Yeah.
So originally the move was using the physical attack stat. Mm-hmm. And then it used the special attack stat after a generation shift. And then again, in a different generation, it switched back to using the physical attack stat.
Okay. Okay, I gotcha. Then Scrawn, I'm guessing...
I've got a guess.
What?
Sludge Bomb.
Wait, was Sludge Bomb around Gen 1?
I don't know. I don't know a lot about early stuff.
Go ahead, go with Sludge Bomb, because I'm remembering it used to be physical, I believe. Because it wasn't
poison types were, yeah. Let's try to think it all the way through, though.
Yeah, because that first shift must have been the Gen 1 switch, because when every type was either physical or special, no matter what the attack was.
Yeah.
So it's not a steel or fairy move.
Yeah.
Or dark.
Mm-hmm. Let's think.
15 seconds.
I say go with Sludge Bomb. I can't think of anything.
Okay, let's just go with it.
Okay, Sludge Bomb is your answer. You're locking it in?
Sure.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Bite, because in Generation 1, Bite was a normal type move in Generation 1, so it used the physical attack stat. And then it was later changed in Generation 2 to a dark type move, which used the special attack stat.
Oh, yeah. I did
and then
thing.
When
I
we got to the physical special
the
split.
Generation.
So tell you what, my confusion here was that Bite actually underwent a type change.
It did, yes.
Yeah, so that was what got me. I was under the impression that it would have been the same type the whole time through.
No, I never said that.
Gotcha.
All right. Unfortunate. Okay. So our next question, this one is, I think, an easier one. What monotype grass Pokemon is the only one to evolve with the Leaf Stone?
Leaf Stone or Leech Stone?
Leaf Stone.
What's a Leech Stone?
So it is like a Pokemon that is about to evolve, not the Pokemon it evolves into, right?
If you mention either one of them, I'll give you the point.
Isn't that Lilligant, like I was mentioning earlier?
Okay. Well, if it's Lilligant, then what he's referring to would be Petalil. I don't know if that's the case, though. Maybe that was Sunstone, because I know that Cottonee evolved. Wait, what, did Cottonee evolve with the Sunstone? Maybe they both did.
I don't know. But it's a monotype, though.
Monotype. Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. Wasn't Cottonee just a grass type, though? But it doesn't evolve with Leaf Stone, so that doesn't matter. Yeah, I think it might be Petalil. Let's just not overthink it too much. Let's go with Petalil.
You guys would be incorrect, actually. The answer is Pansage to Simisage.
Oh, my
goodness.
Lilligant actually evolves with the Sunstone. You were correct in that in that line of questioning, Scrawn.
It's okay.
All right, here we go.
I never used those monkeys. That's
yeah. There's still 4 points up for grabs though.
Those
today,
monkeys
guys.
Are the bane of my existence.
Okay, here we go. What generation did not introduce any dragon type moves whatsoever? That is question number 3.
Not Gen 1. Not Gen 2. Gen 3. Was Dragon Claw introduced in Gen 3?
I know that Dragon. Yeah, it was there.
Draco Meteor
was Gen 4. It might be Gen 3. Dragon Claw might have been introduced in Gen 2.
I think Dragon Rush is Gen 5.
Yeah, if we can get something narrowed down for Gen 6, then we'll know it's Gen 3. Let's see. New Dragon type moves, Gen 6. Wait a minute. Nothing is really coming to mind. There's Dragalge and Goodra.
But they don't have any like signature dragon moves, though.
They don't.
I'm going to need an answer here.
Okay, let's go Gen 6.
And you guys are correct. You are not walking away without any points today. Gen 6 was the only generation to not introduce any dragon-type moves.
Nice.
Generation 4 actually introduced the most with 5. Because I believe they also introduced not just Draco Meteor, but Dragon Pulse as well.
There were a lot of dragon-types then.
Yeah. So that's an interesting tidbit for you guys. Some trivia to put in your pockets. The next question, I guess because you guys, fudged up the first two, I'm going to let you get a maximum of 3 points for this one.
Oh boy.
If you get all three. So you get a point for each one you name here. So we're going to go here, and we're going to say which Gen 1 Pokemon and their evolution, so their evolutionary lines, appear in every regional Pokedex.
So wait, quick question. That means they're lines. I mean, there's three separate lines, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Three separate lines in the regional in every regional Pokédex, and they are Generation 1 Pokémon.
Well, you know, Pikachu's one of them.
I've got one of them. It's Zubat.
Okay.
Oh, we have started with something.
I think. Zubat. Is it really Pikachu?
Yeah, Mike, I think they're going to put Pikachu in every single game. They've done that because I know they did it with X and Y. They did it for... Okay. Yeah, they did it for Gen 3. They did it for Gen 2. Ooh. Well, yeah, Gen 3 and 5. I mean, 4 and 5. I'm not sure. Hold on.
Okay. Well, let's just trust you on that one. So, Zubat, Pikachu. Let's think.
Magikarp?
You also have the hint as well.
Oh, Magikarp is pretty... I think that might be it.
Do you want to use the hint since it's the most questions, or do you want to say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, let's use the hint here.
Okay. So they're all two-stage evolutionary lines.
Okay, so
And I'll give you a second hint because there's a lot of Pokemon to answer. And one of them is a favorite of somebody on the council.
Okay. So
wait, two stage. Wait, that means it goes to stage two, or
yeah, there's only it's basic then stage one.
Well, okay. There goes the Pikachu line.
Well,
and the Krope and the Zubat line.
Oh wait, no, I lied about that one then. one of them is three stage.
Okay, it's Zubat, Magikarp. So the Crobat is my favorite. So we got that out of the way. There we go. There goes our hint. We might have had it then. So.
Oh, wait, we're still missing one, though.
Magikarp, Zubat, let's think.
Two-stage, let's see.
Eevee, maybe? I don't know.
Does that really count as two-stage, really, though?
I think it's in every game, because it just evolves once.
True, and all the introduction to the evolutions probably made that possible.
Yeah.
Well, not in every evolution, but the generation, but most of them.
Wait, was Eevee in Gen 3? Wasn't... I mean, Eevee was in Gen 3 because Fire Red, Leaf Green. It was in Gen 4. Gen 5 is the only one I'm not really sure about.
But didn't that introduce Glaceon? And
no, Leaf? That was Gen 4. I don't think Eevee appears in Gen 5.
Hmm.
It might in Black 2, White 2.
I'm going to need a new answer real soon.
Okay, well, our first two answers are Zubat and Magikarp.
Okay.
What do you want to go with, Maximus? I'll let you decide.
I don't know, Tentacruel, since it's also really popular, since it also appears a lot. I'm just throwing something out there.
I don't think it appears in Gen 5.
Yeah.
But, sorry if I messed that up. What am I?
Sandshrew?
I need an answer, guys, here. Sandshrew? I need an answer now.
Okay.
Like, right now. Well, I'm just going to take the two.
Eevee, let's go with Eevee. Is that all right, Maximus?
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. So you got 1 point.
What?
Zubat is correct.
Well,
Magikarp is not. It did not appear in the Generation 5 decks, regional Pokedex. It did not show up in the Unova decks. The Unova decks has to include the Black 2 and White 2 one in this case as well, because the original Unova decks only had Unova Pokemon in it, if you recall. So you had to use Black and White 2. And what was the other one you answered?
It was Eevee.
Eevee's not in, he's in the Black and White one, but he's not in the Hoenn. He's not in the Hoenn decks.
But it's Gen 3. So yeah, Gen 3, Fire Red, Leaf Green.
No. It's not a regional Pokedex, not generational Pokedex, but.
Oh my goodness. I have no patience for this, Thatch.
Patience. Zubat's correct, but the correct answers for Generation 1 Pokemon that were included in every regional deck. So
Jigglypuff?
Far.
Jigglypuff?
No. It is Zubat. It is also Psyduck, surprisingly.
Psyduck.
Psyduck's in all of them. And the last one is, I have it written down. I had it memorized and then I lost it just now. It is Magnemite, which is the favorite of our Vigor.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that three stage though?
Oh, yeah, I guess. My apologies.
Hey,
you know, you get
I demand a consolation point.
You get a consolation point.
Thank
done.
You.
So there now you guys go. Are sitting at 3 points.
good.
We have one question left, and here it is. I'm actually going to make you answer this one within a minute.
Oh, boy.
Because I gave you a consolation point.
Okay.
And so here we go.
What location in Pokemon Black and White, or the Unova region in general, was not accessible in the Japanese release of Pokemon Black and White, but was later unlockable after the international releases of the game?
Well, this is all you, Scrum, because I barely remember Gen 5.
I think I know the answer. I'm just trying to remember the name of it.
If you give me a vague concept of what it is, I will also accept
Fertility Shrine.
Is that your final answer?
That doesn't sound very good. Oh, wait. Maybe it's the secret laboratory. I don't know. What do you think it is? Because there's the Plasma Secret Laboratory where you could find Genesect, and then there's the Fertility Shrine, which is where you catch Landorus.
I don't think something called the Fertility Shrine would probably be kind of etchy, in a sense.
Okay, 15 seconds.
Etchy? I don't know what this means. Oh, God. I'm not ready for this. I got...
If I had a guess, I'd say Fertility Shrine.
Okay, let's just go with Secret Laboratory. I think that's probably more likely.
Okay, so that's technically correct, I guess, because you needed the event. So I'll give you the point. What I was looking for, though, was the Unity Tower. Because it was only accessible after you did an international trade on the GTS.
I remember that, yeah.
But I will give you the point because you are technically correct, because the event for Genosite did not come out until after the international releases.
Yeah.
So you guys can walk away with 4 points today. So I'm gonna update my listings here. You guys are so lucky. You're so lucky that I just play fast. And
we're the best type of correct, Maximus. Technically correct.
Okay, so we're gonna sort you guys from largest to smallest. And so right now, the current standings for the Poke Quiz are the following. Gator is still in first, guys, with 24 points. Maximus has moved up to second place, though, and is in reach of Gator with 19 points. Whimsicott's in third, trailing only by 1 point with 18 points. Dr. and Shamu and Scrawn are tied for fourth place at 11 points. Bosefus is following up at 6th place with 9 points. Viger is trailing behind in 7th place with 4. And Ethan is down at the bottom in 8th place with 2 points.
Oh, no.
There is an undetermined prize to be determined to you guys this evening.
An undetermined prize to be determined. That means we're going to get a scrap of paper or something with Thatch's signature.
I was thinking of like giving you guys like a pat on the back. Like a good job, you know.
That's even worse. I can't sell that.
And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we quiz our co-host here on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Here are the rules, as always. You guys are going to get 5 questions. Actually, today, because I wrote this up for Maximus, there's actually 7 points up for grabs. because I always make them really hard for Maximus because I know he just knows random stuff. All of our questions today, though, are actually provided to us by our Puckalonian 10 Little Men.
Ooh.
So I did edit them slightly, some of them slightly. Some of them are just plain out good. And so there are 7 questions, though, because I think 2 of them are really hard, or 7 points because I think 2 of them are really hard. Obviously, you guys need to lower your browsers and not use those. You're going to have to use your innate Pokemon knowledge. And yeah, we'll see where we can go then from there. All right, then. Question number 1. Oh, also, you get a minute to answer them and you get a hint, obviously, and with an additional minute on that for one of the questions. So question number 1, we're going to start out somewhat medium. Here we go. Question number 1, Byron is Rourke's dad, but who is Byron's dad? He's actually in the game. So who is Byron's dad?
Oh.
And this is in Gen 4, back in Gen 4.
Yeah.
Are you seriously asking me a Gen 4 question? You're evil. You're so evil.
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
Byron's dad?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I have no idea.
I'm just trying to think, like... I'm trying to think of, like, the Elite Four, if it's any of them, but I don't think it even is. No?
I mean, it would have to be someone of a certain age to be Rourke's grandpa.
I'm trying to think of where he would be. I'm like, oh, that's hard.
Very hard.
I didn't think it was that hard.
I don't,
because it's Gen 4.
You have a thing for Gen 4. I don't know why, but you do. I don't judge, but I don't know why.
Gen 4 is like a giant empty void of memory in my mind.
I need an answer in the next few seconds.
I've got nothing.
Let's say, what is the oldest character you remember? Like,
I don't even know, like, Rowan?
Okay, Professor we Rowan? Know it's not know. Rowan, but let's answer Professor Rowan, just so we have
I don't know. I don't think the older guy I could think
that,
of.
That is incorrect. It is not Professor Rowan.
Well,
it
no.
Is,
kinda knew that.
Yeah, it is actually the guy who gives you the Explorer kit, in Eterna City. That guy that gives you the Explorer kit is Byron's dad or Rourke's grandfather.
He doesn't Fun even have a fact. Name.
No, they Gen just call him the sucks. Underground Man.
Gen 4 sucks.
High five.
All right.
High five.
Question number two, then. This one should be easier. This one also includes a bonus point. What does the Berserk Gene do? And you get a bonus point if you tell me where you can get the Berserk Gene.
Oh, God. Oh, shoot. I think I know what it does. Okay. It raises your attack, by one stage, or and then it confuses you. I believe
that's
what it does.
Sounds about right. And
if I remember right, it was in Generation 1 too. I don't know if it was in any other generations.
Generation 1.
Can we know what generation it's from, or is that too much?
I don't want to give that to you
because I think I know where you get it too. If it's in the right, because if in Generation 1. You get it in Celadon City in the water area by Mewtwo's cave, I believe. It's somewhere hidden in the water, I think.
You know, that sounds plausible, although I mean, Gen 1 doesn't sound plausible, but the entire thing you say sounds plausible.
Because Berserk Gene sounds... the one item in Gen 1, I think, that was just, like, random. I just don't know... I know it confuses you, but I think it raised your attack by one stage or something.
You know what? I'll trust you. I'll go with that.
Yeah, it's time. I need an answer.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
With that? Okay. You are actually correct on both accounts, Shamu. Well,
yay!
Except for the Gen 1 part. But I'm going to give it to you even though you don't have the Gen 1 part.
Okay.
It's a Gen 2 item only.
Oh. Oh, and you go into... Is it felt?
Because it's a hold item. You couldn't hold items in Gen 1, remember?
Okay.
It does confuse the user, and it raises the attack of the opponent. I'm not going to tell you how many
Celadon,
stages.
I said but I meant Cerulean, I think.
It is, you said Cerulean by Cerulean Cave. That's where you could have gotten it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's where you could have gotten it. So that's, you good. Yay. You get 2 points. I'll give you guys 2 points for that one. Correct.
I don't know how I remember that. I just remember, like, being in the water with, like, an item finder or something.
Yeah. And there you go. Berserk Gene. It's because of it's like Mewtwo. It fits better into the manga lore than I think it does into the game lore at this point. Okay. Here's an easy one. I'll give you guys an easy one. Where can you get the elemental evolution stones in Pokemon Gold and Silver?
Well, can't you, like, buy them in the department store? Shamu, do you remember?
I think so, but I don't know if they implemented it that early on.
In Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
yeah.
If any, shoot. I feel like I'm just gonna go with the department store in Celadon. Is that where? Isn't that right? City Celadon.
I mean, in Kanto or in Johto?
In Kanto, because I don't think they were in the department store.
In Kanto, it would be in Celadon.
I don't think
yeah.
It was in the Johto one at that time.
No, I don't think it was in Goldenrod. I mean, I remember being able to buy them, but
seconds.
I think that was Gen 1. So
I'm going to say department store in Celadon. I'm going to...
Okay.
I feel like it's wrong.
Is that your correct answer? Is that your final answer?
I have no other idea.
That is incorrect, unfortunately. Yeah. I thought this one was going to be easier for you guys.
I don't remember Gen 2, right?
Okay, so Gen 1, you could purchase...
Gen 2.
So in Gen 1, you could purchase the evolution stones in the department store, but you could no longer do that in Gen 2. Mm. In Gen 2, the only way to get the Fire Stone, the Leaf Stone, and the Water Stone
I think I just remembered it.
Is to go to Route 25 and talk to Bill's grandfather.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
And he'd ask you to show you a certain, to see a certain Pokemon every time, and as long as you showed it to him, you'd get that stone.
Oh. See, it is all my brother's fault for ruining my silver file because I never finished silver.
Oh, there you go. okay. So let's move on. Here's one that I think you guys should be able to get.
Oh, stop saying that.
Because every time you say that, we don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so which evolved Pokemon have a base speed stat of 30 points lower than its previous evolution?
Oh, 30 points lower. Let's see.
Yeah, at least 30 points lower, if not more.
Oh, if not more. Oh.
Yeah. Which Pokemon lose their speed upon evolution?
Magnetone's one of them, but it's only by 10.
Yeah, it needs to be at least 30 points. Obviously, you can use your hint. There are two answers for this as well, so a bonus point if you get both.
Oh,
Should we get the hint, Shumu?
I think we should get the hint, yeah.
Let's get the hint.
Okay, so the hint here is that both Pokemon are going to be steel types that evolve from non-steel types.
Oh, one of them's Scizor.
Okay.
One of them's Scizor right there. Oh, wait, Scizor and Steelix. That's them. I know it.
Are you sure?
I know for sure.
Okay, are you sure?
Well, Scizor, I'm sure. Steelix, I'm trying to think how
Steelix
many...
Steelix goes down to, like, 30 from Onix, which is, like, 60.
Oh, cool.
I believe it's how much it's a big drop.
There you have it.
Are you sure? You're locking in these final answers?
I am.
Are you?
I trust Shumu. He's doing all the work today, and I trust him.
You trust him? Okay, let me double check something, because 10 Little Men... I did not fact check 10 Little Men.
I'm pretty sure...
Oh my gosh, you're actually right, Shamu. There were actually three possible answers.
Oh, to
let us find the other one.
Okay, can we get a minute for the last one?
I'll give you a minute for the last one, yes.
Because now I'm like...
Those two are correct, though.
Okay, so other Pokemon that evolve into steel types and are not steel types there are not that many, actually. I mean, I don't use a lot of steel types, but
I'm just trying to think of all of them. Magnezone's not one of them because Magnezone's only by 10. Magnezone is a steel type already. Okay, that's not
exactly.
What evolves via metal Pope? Probopath.
Ooh, good one.
I don't think it's right, but I think that might be it.
I think it's rock round.
Is that going to be your final answer there?
Why not?
I'm pretty sure is incorrect. Let me double check nose pass's speed.
I think it's like
nose pass. No, you gain speed going to Probopath.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
The actual other answer is Carablast to Escavalier.
Oh,
that was pretty obvious, actually.
I couldn't think of any other steel type that, like, evolved.
But I did not have Steelix on my list because 10 Little Men did not put it there for me.
Wow.
So you guys actually got 2 points out of that one, so you guys are sitting at 4 right now.
Woo!
So we have one more question, then. And this one was meant for Maximus, as you can all tell.
Okay.
But here we go.
We know what that means.
Yep. Question number 5. How can you poison a steel type Pokemon in generations 5 and 6?
Ring target?
Mmm.
It could allow you to be hit by moves that you weren't normally affected by.
Yeah, I think, Ring target
came in 5th generation.
You should also be able, you're right.
The only other thing I could think of would be like Soak or something, but if I remember right, Soak is adding the type. It doesn't actually change your type.
I think Soak changes the type, and Trick or Treat, move.
It's Soak. Okay.
Yeah. It's Soak, but then you're not actually poisoning a steel type, technically. Mm. So, yeah, the ring target sounds more like, I don't suppose Synchronize would work.
No, Synchronize doesn't work. I know that fact.
I think it's one of those two.
Shoot, now I'm confused. I don't think it does. No.
I don't think it does, because,
I want to say Soak would be the correct answer, but at the same time, that kind of breaks the clause of the question.
So you're what?
Trying to. So I'm gonna say soak.
If I need an answer.
If it counts, it's totally soak.
It's soak. Okay. That is the answer he came up with. It was soak. You can use soak.
I'm gonna check rain target. I really want
rain target will not work.
It won't work.
It will not work. They will still remain their immunity to being poisoned.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so you guys got 5 points. They did pretty well there.
Well,
yeah, 5 points.
I have to give it to Shamu. I mean, he did all of the work on this one. Oh. There were some I probably would have gotten by myself, but not that fast.
So we do have some changes here now. Oh, man, in the standings. Well, not on Shamu's part.
Oh.
That's unfair. He did all the work.
Well, he's working on it. Okay, so this is where we are currently. Oops. Never mind. I lied. We did not have a change in the current standings. I lied. Well, no, we do, because Maximus took over last week the second place position from Whimsicott. But unfortunately, she did really well today. So
unfortunately, I feel like somebody doesn't like me very much today.
Okay, so in first place, we still have Gatorade with 24 points. However, in second place, we have the fluffiest Whimsicott with 23. Ooh. In third place, we have Mr. Maximus with 19 points, carrying home no medals. But in fourth place is Dr. Shamu with 16 points.
Oh,
in
wow.
fifth place, we have Scrawn with 11. In sixth place, Bosipus with 9. In seventh, Viger with 4. And in eighth, we have Ethan with 2.
I would like to give Shamu one of my points because he... Seriously, he did it all today.
It's all good. He has a chance to come back.
I actually have a chance in the running. So
yeah, I don't know what the prize is yet. We should probably reset the point soon. But
I keep forgetting that there is a prize in this.
There's apparently a prize. I promised one.
What?
The fun is the prize.
Oh yeah, you didn't listen to the show where I announced this, Shamu.
Oh yeah, that's true.
There's a prize if you win co-host trivia. And welcome to Puckle's Pokey Quiz. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, as always. And I am going to be quizzing your co-hosts here, Dr. Shamu and Gator, on Pokemon trivia. The good news is Gator is still in the lead with 24 points, but he is slowly being caught up to by Whimsicott and Mr. Maximus. And Shamu, you actually have a chance to take third place today by overtaking Maximus.
All right, Shamu, help me help you.
So we are going to be getting right on into it today. As always, no browsers, guys. You always get one hint, and you have 1 minute to answer each of these questions. And so let me pull up my timer here, and we should be good to go. All right, then, guys. Question number... And before we begin, all of these questions, again, are brought to you by Hanakane, one of the listeners of Puckle Podcast. If you guys have questions, you can, of course, just email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com to ask our co-host. So, question number one, we're going to start off with an easy one. Bulbasaur, Mew, and Arceus can all arguably lay claim to the title of first Pokemon. Name the fourth candidate. They may rightfully stake that claim and the reason that it is eligible.
It's Rhydon, because it's the first one that was designed, correct?
Yeah.
That is correct. The answer is, in fact, Rhydon. It was the first made one. Yeah, it's the first Pokemon that was illustrated, and it's actually 001 in the index numbers in the Generation 1 Pokemon games.
Like the code and all that?
Yeah. In the code, there are index numbers. There's actually like 190 index numbers that are assigned to Pokemon. And they figured this out because you can catch missing no's. If you catch missing no, each of them.
Tops and all that, yeah.
Well, if you catch each of the missing no's, you can actually trade them over to Gen 2 and find out what Pokemon they turn into.
Oh.
And so there's actually been extensive research done, well, extensive research, in quotes, done on that. And you can actually see things like Scissor was originally programmed into Pokemon Red and Blue. Because there were more Pokemon, like, planned for Red and Blue, but they decided to hold some back and make it even 150.
That makes sense, because, like, Ho-Oh appears in the first episode of the anime.
Yeah, no, Gens 1 and 2 were, I think, a different case than literally all of the rest of Pokemon. They were all planned together. And they were split into two games that were two generations.
Thus the theory of Peekaboo.
Yep. So question number two, you guys are off to a good start here.
we are going to do, which mythical Pokemon can you catch in Snowpoint Temple?
Oh, is that, Regigigas? Am I thinking right?
Snowpoint.
Because that's a snowy city with the gym leader, and you go down to that temple and with the three Regis, and you get Regigigas. But that's not a mythic Pokemon.
That sounds like fourth gen, isn't
this
it?
This is a poorly worded question. What legendary Pokemon?
That would be Regigigas, then. Because yeah, Snowpoint's fourth gen, seventh gym. It's a snow area with the girl with the ponytails, and you go down to the temple through all the ice level. And you have to bring the three Regis down to the very bottom, and you can, once you have all three Regis there, you awaken Regigigas.
Sounds good to me. I've never played
the first
it.
First
so.
Two, it's or Diamond Pearl, it's level 70, and Platinum is level 1.
You're correct.
Okay. I remember
it's not level 1 in Platinum.
Isn't it? What,
no.
Isn't the one with level 1?
I don't think so.
I swore it was.
Maybe it is.
The way you can get at level 1, for some reason.
But yes, the answer is Regigigas. You can catch that one in Snowpoint Temple. All right. So now we have slightly harder questions. So you guys are sitting at 2 points today.
Okay.
So here's our next one. This is a Gen 1 question. So get your Gen 1 hats on. All right. So here we go. In Pokemon Red and Blue, Brock is one of the only two gym leaders whose Pokemon don't have a single direct damage attack that is the same type as their gym. Who is the other gym leader that also does not have this?
Okay, so Blaine has Fire Blast.
Okay.
Is it Koga?
Oh, yeah, it might be Koga. Should I think? Misty has Water Gun. Surge has Thunderbolt. Erica has Giga Drain. I think it's Koga. Because I'm trying to think who's yeah, it has to be Koga.
Is that your final answer?
They all
hold
have
on. Wait.
Giovanni has Fissure.
What about, is Sludge?
Sludge is playing it. Oh, Sludge. Oh. What was the question again, real quick?
Which gym leader that's not Brock does not have a move of their type that does damage?
Because I know Misty has, like, Water Gun.
Yeah, because she gives it to you. Is it Surge?
Yeah.
Does Surge
Surge has to have Thundershock, at least.
Does he? Okay.
At least Thundershock or, like,
do you want to use our hint?
Trying to think.
Well, you either use it now or give me an answer. One of the two.
We can use it now. I don't care.
Okay, the hint. Defeating this gym leader will allow you to use Surf outside of battle.
I'm pretty sure that's Koga.
Is it Koga? Oh, yeah, it has to be Koga because then you can
go to Seafoam Islands and all that.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to say yes.
All right, the answer is Koga. The only poison type move that Koga uses is actually Toxic.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that does not directly do damage to a Pokemon.
Yeah.
So it is Koga, and then obviously Brock doesn't have like Rock Slide or anything.
Tackle.
But he doesn't have a Rock type move.
I know.
I could have swore I got hit with Sludge the other day. Isn't Sludge a
Koga? None of Koga's Pokemon know Sludge. I do not believe.
I don't know. That's just what I
want to check real quick.
I will check real quick, and if you are right, I'll give you a bonus point. That's how this game works, fast and loose. I am pretty sure, though, that Koga only uses Toxic.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, no. He does use Sludge in Red and Blue. So there's that. And maybe he was talking about TMs. Maybe that's what Hanakane meant. Yeah. So he does have Sludge on several Pokemon, actually.
I know I got hit with it.
Yeah, he has Sludge on several Pokemon. On Muk, Koffing, and Weezing. So you guys get bonus points. So you're sitting at 4 today.
Oh my god.
All right. So question number 4. In Pokemon Stadium, there are a total of 9 minigames where you use Pokemon to perform certain challenges. In 4 of those challenges, the Pokemon actually have to use real in-game moves that also exist in the main games. For example, Magikarp uses Splash, Sandshrew uses Dig, and Kakuna and Metapod use Harden in their respective minigames. Which is the 4th Pokemon to use a move that it can also learn in the main games, and what move is it? Actually, you just have to give me the Pokemon.
Oh, which one is this? Pokemon Stadium 1?
Pokemon Stadium 1.
Oh, I knew Pokemon Stadium 2.
Let me think. What were the ones you said?
Magikarp uses Splash, Sandshrew uses Dig, and Kakuna and Metapod use Harden. So there's a 4th minigame where the Pokemon uses a move it can also learn in the main games.
I'm remembering Stadium 2 one.
Is it? What's the one with drowsy? Snoring something.
Sounds right. I'm trying to think of all the other ones.
Because he's got like his pendulum. He uses hypnosis.
Yeah, you know, and you got
the other drowsies to sleep. Like,
I'm just trying. What are all the games? They're that. They're the Ekans Hula Hoop. They're the Rattata-Race, right?
Yeah, Run Rattata Run. I think it was what that one was.
Yeah, the Ekans one's not. It's Hula Hoop.
And then you had the Pikachu one. But that one was just
that wasn't.
I'm gonna need an answer.
Let's just go with drowsy.
Yeah, drowsy.
The answer is in fact drowsy. He is using hypnosis, so that's 5 points for you guys today. And you said hypnosis, so that would have been the bonus point anyway. So you guys got all the points right now.
Woo!
5 points. Let's see if you guys can go for a perfect score. That has never happened on Puckle's Poke Quiz.
All right, no pressure.
Yeah, here we go. This is the hardest one right here, I think.
Twin Needle.
Which item introduced in Gen 3 can be purchased for a mere third of the price of another more commonly used item that has the exact same function?
An item that can be bought for a third of the original item, but much better?
It does the same exact thing.
Oh, it's a lava cookie. It's lava cookie. Because full heroes are like 600 and lava cookie they're 200. It's a lava cookie.
I guess.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
The answer is, in fact, lava cookie.
Because I remember doing that in third gen.
So that is the first perfect score on Buckle's Poke Quiz here today.
Yeah.
So that changes a lot of the standings here. Well, not a lot.
I'm glad Shamu came up with that because I was going to go with the bitter medicine.
And let's see.
No, that's like 400, 500.
Oh.
All right. So this dramatically shifts the tables for Shamu here. He just starts laughing maniacally. Okay, so the new standings are Gator in first place with 30 points.
Oh my god.
Whimsicott in second place with 23 points. Dr. Shamu in third place now with 22 points, followed closely by fourth place Mr. Maximus with 19. Scrawn is in fifth with 11 points, Vosifus in sixth with 9, Viger in seventh with 4, and Ethan trailing in eighth with 2.
I challenge Ethan right now to catch me. Right now, I'm throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah, so that is where we are standing right now, guys. So keep on listening to Puckle's Poke Quiz or Puckle Podcast if you want to hear more about this. At some point, I need to end the season for you guys so that we
can
reset
the ladder. Why don't we just make it like end of the year? Like,
That's what I was thinking about doing, but we have some things happening in the near future with some of the people, so we might do it like at the end of September or something.
I'm saying end of this episode's fine with me.
Hey, third place isn't bad.
But no. I don't even have prizes for you guys. So.
I'll pick one out of the closet. I'm fine.
No, you don't get any of them out of the closet. Oh. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the quiz show where I ask your co-host here trivia questions about Pokemon. Of course, you guys need to lower your brows. There's no help from the internet. You're going to use your innate Pokemon ability knowledge thing.
Currently pacing the room, so
your brain. So we're going to go ahead. Some of these are hard. Some of these are easy. We're going to see where it goes. So we get 5 questions as always. You get 1 hint as a lifeline if you're stuck on a question. You guys work together and you get 1 minute per question here. So let me pull up my handy dandy timer and we will get this show on the road. Let me do it. Let's see. All right. So I have my stopwatch up. All right. So question numero uno. I'm multilingual now.
All right.
This is a good one for,
What's going on with you, Thatch? Nope.
This one's aimed at Dr. Shamu,
okay.
But it's both of you answer, obviously.
Right.
In Generation 4, where does Shuckle appear if transferred from Generation 3 in Pal Park?
Oh, you have to Rock Smash.
Is that your final, or are you going to keep thinking about it?
Give me a second. I'm pretty sure it's either Rock Smash or in the Rocky area.
I never use the PAL pad anyway, so I wouldn't know.
That's true.
Let me ask a question about the PAL park if I can.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that was the...
I'm trying
to remember the layout. It's the one with, like, the grass, and you had the water to the right, and then above that, like, the rocky area.
Yeah, you had, like, four or five areas in there.
I couldn't remember if there was, like, another one or not, and I'm just like, zoning on. I'm pretty sure it's Rock Smash.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to say yes, even though I'm probably wrong.
It is actually incorrect.
It's the rock area, isn't it?
It is not. Shuckle is actually found in the sea, in the water.
there we go.
Despite having no reason to be there, it is weak to water. It does not learn surf. So why the heck Shuckle is found in the water, nobody knows.
Because it's a barnacle.
It's a turtle.
Yeah.
It's based off of a barnacle / parasite.
It is.
Thingy.
It is. But so
barnacle turtle.
So unfortunately, you guys got that question incorrect.
Yeah. I never transferred anyway, though. So
I didn't either. The only things I transferred were starters.
We will continue on then with question number two. In Pokemon X and Y, what is the most cost-efficient healing item?
Cost-efficient?
Yes. So, like, dollar per HP, or HP per dollar.
Oh, HP too. Let's see. Oh, is it Moomoo Milk? I'm pretty sure it's Moomoo Milk.
Pretty sure, but then we gotta
figure out. Because you can buy a dozen for, like, what, 1,200, and it's 100, which is a super potion's, like, 700?
Yeah.
And you buy 12 dozen Moomoo Milk for like.
Yeah.
Or you buy.
This is an X and Y. This is just an X and Y.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Moomoo Milk is an X and Y.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is, at least.
I think that sounds right.
I remember being able to buy it somewhere.
All right.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
I believe you are incorrect. The answer is actually the bottled water in the power plant. You can buy that for 100 poke dollars.
Oh, yeah, definitely is.
That's you can buy it for $100 poke dollars, so you get 2 HP per poke dollar, or 1 HP for 2 poke dollars. So that is the most cost-efficient healing item. So, unfortunately, you guys got that one incorrect, too. I thought I made some easy ones.
We are just bad at this.
Yeah,
well,
right?
I would have said yes. I thought healing water healed 80. That's lemonade, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Either way, you're making it worse. It isn't even more cost efficient then.
I don't care.
Snatch, I thought this was going to be a Pokemon trivia questions and everything, not economic ones. That was not my strong point.
I
want to
backtrack that Moomoo Milk. I swore I got Moomoo Milk in X and Y.
I mean, you could probably get it, but it's probably not as cost efficient. I'm not saying you can't buy it.
I'm just saying you shouldn't because there's a better alternative.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Let me look it up for you, Shamu. Let's see how much you can purchase.
Because if anything, it's like 200, and if it is, it's the same cost.
I don't think so, but I'll double check for you.
I
fact checked my stuff today. Okay, I fact checked it. It is taking forever to load. So Moomoo Milk, in XY or as. In X and Y, you can get it in Lumio City, Dendemill Town. Let's see here. The price, though, is unfortunately $500.
Oh.
For Moomoo Milk. So you get 1 HP for $5 instead of 1 HP for 2.
Okay, thumb off. I thought you could buy a dozen. That might have been an older version.
All right, so let's move on to question number three. Question number three is... this one is aimed at Vigor a little bit, but we'll find out.
Oh boy.
What steel type Pokemon has the highest base stat total?
Highest steel type base stat total. Is this a dual type? Well, yeah, it would be. The only other exception would be Kling Klang.
It's probably a legendary right up
top. I'm debating that too.
Might be Dialga.
Which really only leaves one other option. Which would be the greatest legendary ever created. Unless you want to go with Arceus holding an iron plate.
I don't think it's a steel type Pokemon, though. It's not like a Pokemon that can be a steel type.
Would Arceus count?
No, holding an iron plate? if that counts, though, that would be the correct answer.
Yeah, he's a steel type. He has the highest base stat total.
But I don't think that's the exact
question. I think that's kind of like a cop out, though. Well, is it what other type has the highest base stat total? Arceus is holding the corresponding plate.
You can't put the plate on. No.
Okay,
no, it's the Pokemon itself. It's not
the Pokemon
actual...
itself naturally with no items. Okay.
Yes.
Dialga or Omega? I'm trying to think of any Megas that are steel type. Like the Steelix.
Steelix is Omega. Lucario.
Lucario. No, Lucario. Wait.
He's fighting steel.
But it might be Lucario.
He's real steel. Okay.
Because Dioga has around 600, I think. I think Lucario surpasses that.
Yeah, somewhere in that
range. Got like 140 or something, like 130 attacks.
Omega Magnezone, which would be the most OP Pokemon ever in existence.
I'm going to need an answer here.
I will go with Dialga.
I'll agree with that.
Again, incorrect, guys. You are just missing.
I have just not, I don't really care right now.
The answer is actually Mega Metagross.
Oh, God! Oh. I think that? Oh, come on! Why did I think of that? I run a Mega Metagross. Why did I think
Mega
that?
Mega Metagross has a base stat total of 700.
Oh, 700. Holy hell.
700.
I bet your bottom dollar, there are thousands of people watching this episode right now that are probably screaming at
Dialga, to be fair, is
Mega Metagross, you idiot.
I wish I could give you a half a point, but I'm not doing half points.
No. There's no charities here.
All right, guys. There's still 3 points left on the board, so Samu, you can still grab second today.
I probably won't be able to, but...
All right. Gators just also, laugh. Remember, you guys still have, one hint left over, so we're going to move on then to question number four. When you rebattle Faulkner and Blue in HeartGold Soul Silver, what is their highest level Pokemon? And this infers that it's the same Pokemon.
All right. Faulkner and Blue?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know this one.
What would the highest level would be, though? Like,
Pidgeon.
But what?
Because both Faulkner
the Pokemon or the level? Because I thought you said
Pokemon.
The level.
The question's the Pokemon.
Oh.
You don't have to give me the level. If you get the level, I'll give you a bonus point. But
I'd have to say it would have to be Faulkner. It would, with it being Faulkner and Blue, it has to be Pidgeot.
Are we locking that in?
Yeah, we can lock that in. I'm not sure what it would even be anyways.
This is a flying
type. The answer
type.
Is, in fact, Pidgeot, so you guys are on the board today.
Is right. Level like 52? I know that's wrong.
I don't know what the level is. I didn't look
I thought you might have had that. I'm like, struggle level.
It wasn't part of the question. But Pidgeot is their highest level Pokemon. All right, so number five, this is your question for the bonus points. And so let's get this going then. Question number five, and you still have your hints, so you can use it whenever you want, where you get an extra minute and the hint. So here we go. Question number five, which Pokemon have the highest base special attack of normal type Pokemon?
Normal types, okay.
There are two of them.
Just about to
say, if it's highest
one point
base
for
special
each.
Attack.
There's two answers, though, you said?
There are two answers. They're both the highest base special attack of normal type Pokemon.
I'm thinking Porygon Z for one of them.
Porygon Z, yeah, especially.
I think it's like 145.
It's somewhere up there.
Normal type.
And you obviously
we're going to use our hint, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll use the hint then. The hint is that the other one is a Mega.
Pidgeot. Mega Pidgeot.
Pidgeot.
Are we locking in these answers?
Hold on, let's... There's Mega Onno, which would not have base special attacks higher than pretty much anything else. Other normal types, though, that are Megas. There's Pidgeot as a Mega.
I know it's not Onno.
Not Onno.
I think it is Pidgeot. I think Pidgeot and Porygon Z are both actually have 135 special attacks.
I think I actually do remember reading that when I was like looking
I believe that's what they are,
Z. Like, it's tied with
are
Mega
we
Pidgeot.
Are we going to lock these in?
Yeah, we can lock them in. Attack. I can't think of any other normal types that would even
Porygon Z and Mega Pidgeot.
All right, correct on both accounts. So Mega Pidgeot and Porygon Z are both tied for the highest base special attack in normal type Pokemon, which is 135.
Woo!
There you go. You guys pulled away with three, which is enough to give Shamu a nice little boost here. So let me type everything in here, and we'll get you the new standings. I'm really good with Excel sometimes, but not entirely. So let me do this one, that one. Here we go. Okay, so right now the status quo has shifted. Shamu is it within one episode of taking Gator now, with a perfect score. So Gator is in first still with 30 points. Shamu, though, is caught up and is sitting at 25 points. In third place is Whimsicott with 23. In fourth is Maximus with 19. In fifth place is Scrawn with 11. Sixth place is Bo with 9 points. There is no ninth place. The Viger is in seventh with 7 points. And Ethan is in eight with 2.
I wonder why Ethan's only got two.
It's never on.
Yeah, so that is where we are at right now with the standings, guys.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.